When things go wrong, where do you put your focus? Your focus is one of your most powerful tools in improving your life and overcoming opposition you may be facing. Learn where you can start putting your focus so you can better be who you were meant to be and do what you were meant to do. Today on the Be Do Concept Podcast. Go out and be the person you were meant to be, and then go deep, oh, do the things that you were meant to do. It's up to you what you will be and do, and it's in everything you be and do that makes you you. Hi, I'm Lindy Kirby, mother of seven, speaker, singer-songwriter, mentor, author, podcaster, and founder and developer of the Be Do Concept. And you're listening to the Be Do Concept Podcast. Thanks for listening. Today's podcast is about focus and how you can change your focus so that you can start overcoming your fears and managing the things in your life that are hard. I'm so excited to share this with you today. This is number 33 on the podcast where I share different ways you can think to help you improve your life and relationships. Really, it's all about your focus and the lenses that you look through that affect how you see things. It goes into your thinking and affects your perception and your perspective. For those of you that are new to the podcast, the Be Do concept incorporates two styles of opposite ways of thinking that do help you in being able to overcome the hard things in your life. There's no wrong way to think, but what you choose to focus on can completely change how you see things. And when you're focused in the ways that are going to help you, then life just starts getting better. And I'm excited to help you in discovering some of these new ways to focus your attention and to feel more hope. Before I get too far into this podcast, let me just give my quick disclaimer that I'm not a doctor, therapist, or any kind of psychologist. I've learned these different ways of focusing from my own personal experience and from Answers to Prayer. While I hope something I share can be an answer to your prayers, please check with a licensed therapist, doctor, or credentialed professional before you make any life-changing decisions. With that out of the way, let's get started. Focus. It's one of the few things you have complete control over. It may be difficult for you to focus, but what you choose to focus on really is a choice, and it can affect everything in how you think, perceive, and see the things around you. For years, I struggled with only seeing negative things around me. It was what I was focused on, and I didn't know that there was an alternate way to focus. I was struggling with problems, and I imagined that the only way I could fix those problems was to focus on them. In that way, I was focused on the negative. I was trying to come up with solutions and trying to do the best I could to help others see how they could help solve the problem. But I can just tell you right now that focusing on problems doesn't work. What you focus on grows. Maybe you've heard that expression before, but it's completely true. Whatever you're focused on becomes your life. It's what you see and how you see your life. If all you can see is the problems, then your life is going to be pretty sad. And for me, that's how my life was for a good period of time, until I realized that I had the power over what I was focused on. What really started it all was a prompting to start writing in a gratitude journal. I really wasn't happy with my life and didn't see a lot of things to be grateful for, but I wanted to do what God was prompting me to do. And in essence, I realized, looking back, that I was being asked to focus on the positive instead of the bad things that were in my life. Now, I can tell you right now, that was one of the hardest things I had ever done. When your focus is on the negative, that is all you see, and you have a hard time seeing anything that's positive. Maybe that's you right now, and it's hard to see anything good about your life. But really, it's the focus that is the problem. And when you can see a different focus, sometimes your whole life and perspective can change. So I followed that prompting and I tried to write 5 things that I was grateful for every single day. That first day was the hardest, as I had to let go of all the things that I was mad about and just focus on the things that I was grateful for. The first day, I really didn't see much. It was hard to see anything. And it was because I still had this focus of all of the things that were yucky in my life. The second day was a little easier, and I saw more of the bigger things that I was grateful for. But it was still hard having to push back a lot of those negative thoughts that were still so easily in my view. By the end of the week, however, it was so much easier to see the positives. The positives had always been there, but I just couldn't see them because I was so focused on the negative. But once I started looking for the things that were positive, I realized they were all around me, and there are way more positive things to look at than the negative, even though those negative things can completely consume our focus. It's easy to focus on the negative. They become larger than life, especially when we're dealing with pain or situations that seem out of our control. It can be hard to find a way to move forward. It can make us angry and lose our ability to see things objectively. And if we're not careful, it can ruin our lives if we let it. However, in that exercise of writing in a gratitude journal, I began to see that what I focused on was a choice, and I didn't have to keep focusing on all those negative things. And so I decided to make a change. And that change, once I could see a different perspective, was actually pretty easy because I wanted to be more positive. I didn't want to have this negative life. And I could tell that what I focused on made a difference in how I felt. What we choose to focus on is a choice. And depending on what we're choosing to focus on, we're going to feel different things. When I was focused on the negative, my life was awful. That's all I could see. And when people are focused on the negative, maybe that's you, it's hard to see a different view because it's almost part of who you are, is what you choose to focus on. And though most people aren't aware, it really is a choice of what you want to focus on. As soon as I realized it was a choice, my life became so much better because that's what I could see, is all of the positives, and those little things just became so much more small in my life. They didn't matter. And what mattered was all the good things. I have loved being able to think in a more positive way and have that more positive focus. It wasn't that anything changed. And that's the hard thing, because you want to solve the problem. But sometimes the answer to those hard things in life is actually a choice of focusing on something different. It was how I began to learn about the whole be-do concept, about these different ways of thinking that people can focus on to maintain their positive perspectives. Both be and do thinking lead to happiness, though they are completely opposite. Be thinkers are focusing on how they're trying to be so that they can do what feels good to them and makes them happy. And do thinkers are focused on what they need to do in order to be happy and be who they want to be. These are focuses that can consume our attention, but also frame our lives in a positive way. What we focus on is a big part of who we are. And if we're not aware of our focus, then a lot of times we miss out on a whole dimension that could make our lives so much better. We've also talked on this podcast about big picture thinking and detailed thinking. These are also different ways of focusing. It's either being able to look at the big picture of things so that we can get out of those details that can sometimes be the problem areas in our life that we can't solve easily. And focusing on that big picture can sometimes make those little things just disappear. They really aren't important in the big picture. But sometimes we want a different focus, and we need to be able to focus our attention more on those little details. Sometimes it's so easy to get lost in that big picture, worrying about things that really aren't in our control, the problems in the world and things that we wish were different, but we really can't do anything about. And to be able to focus on the details, our friendships, the little services that we can do right now, can make the biggest difference and to help us be happy. Again, it's a choice of what we're going to choose to focus on. However, sometimes our focus gets sidetracked by fears and distractions and other things that can take our focus away. But one thing I want you to get from this podcast is that no one, except for you, has the power to choose what you are going to focus on. Sometimes people justify what they focus on because it feels like it's the only thing you can focus on, or it's just going to help you to get out of your worries and concerns. But I want you to recognize that what you put your focus on makes a difference in how you move forward and how people perceive you and how you are going to feel in your life. Sometimes we have to focus on things that we don't like, the things that we don't always think are going to bring us happiness. I know as a mom, I didn't always like focusing on dirty diapers and having to deal with crying babies. However, some of my greatest joys and pleasures have been spending time with my kids and having children that love me, and even a husband at the time that loved me. I was making a difference by those little things that I was focused on. What we focus on matters. Other things haven't always been worth the focus. I know there were a lot of times when I would just be angry and I'd choose to do something mindless that really wasn't helping me at all. Those decisions weren't always the best, and they didn't help me to become more of who I feel meant to be. It's the choices that I've made that have been good decisions, that help me to become who I want to be, that have made me the most happy. And that's something you have control of. You get to choose where you're going to put your focus. So make sure that your focus is on those things that are going to bring you more happiness and joy. If they aren't, then recognize it is in your power to change it. And a lot of times, we learn something new. Maybe you didn't even know that you could focus on something different. But all of a sudden, you just learned something, and that can affect your focus. So now when you see that it's a choice of what you're going to focus on, take that power and make it something that's going to help you in your life, to improve your relationships, to improve how you feel, and to make your life the way you really want it. I really appreciate God's role in my life directing my focus. Sometimes I don't know what the best thing is to focus on, and I can't tell you how many times that I've had to pray for help to know what the best thing is to focus on. But I do. I let him steer my attention. And sometimes that focus is confusing because I'll be focused in one direction and then it seems like it just got thwarted in a completely opposite direction. And it's hard to see where he's steering me at all. But as life has gone by and I've been able to focus on the things that he directs me to, all of those things have come under an umbrella that helps me know who I am better, helps me do more things to help other people, and I can see why I had to go down some of those paths. My focus, when I don't know where a step is going to take me, is on God. I trust him to lead me forward. It's how I've learned to trust God, because as I've stepped past fears and obstacles and things that otherwise would have kept me blind, I've realized that by focusing on him and focusing on the things that he wants me to do and being how I feel he wants me to be, then I learn about myself. I learn about God. I learn about what he's trying to teach me. So I hope from this podcast, you'll just become more intentional on what you're focused on and making sure that the things that you're focused on are good and that they're leading you to better and better things. Always recognize the control you have over your focus. You can become very intentional on what you're going to focus on and how you're going to do things and what you're going to do and how you want to be. When I feel stressed and would easily be distracted to do something that probably wouldn't be very beneficial to me, I've learned I can go play the piano and just focus on music and doing something that I love. It's those kinds of things that can help develop talents, help you still be open to inspiration, and can help you move forward in being able to be who you were meant to be and doing what you were meant to do. I love playing the piano, and it's something I get to choose that I'm going to focus on. For some people, it might be eating good food or exercising, listening to positive music, or having a good conversation with someone. These are all focuses that can help you improve your life, improve your focus, and help you go in the direction that's really going to help you to move forward. If you're interested in learning more about these powerful ways of focusing and thinking, please visit my website at lindykirby.com or the bedoconcept.com. I'm offering a new mentoring course starting at the end of this month, and I'd really love to help you overcome your fears as you learn some different ways to think that are really going to help you move forward. I think they'll really make a difference for you. So anyway, thanks so much for listening. And if you know anyone that could use this podcast, I really hope you'll share it with them. And I will talk with you again next week here on the Be Do Concept Podcast.
It's up to you what you will be and do. And it's in everything.